Welcome in. Today we're doing a Ghost Note programming masterclass for drama and bass in Ableton Live, aimed right at that sweet spot, modern control with a vintage tone. Ghost notes are those quiet, almost invisible hits that make a beat feel like it's rolling forward and being performed, not just triggered. And in DNB, they're doing three huge jobs at once. They create, push and pull in the timing, they add motion between the main hits, and they give you energy without stealing headroom from the bass and the real heavy hitters. The big mindset shift is this. Ghost notes are not extra drums. They're feel. If you can clearly hear them as separate hits, they're no longer ghosts, they're fills. Alright, let's build this in Ableton step by step. First, setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a MIDI track and drop in a drum rack. Now load a few one-shots, a short punchy kick that isn't super subby, a snare with a crisp body and a bit of snap, a closed hat, a ride or shaker, and optionally a tiny tick sound like a rim, click, or fully tap. Quick teacher tip here, start tagging a handful of ghost-friendly samples. That usually means short, mid-rangey, and not too much tail. The less low-end and wash, the easier it is to tuck them into the groove. Now let's program the skeleton first. No ghosts yet. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. For the kick pattern, drop a kick on the downbeat at 1.1.1. Then add a second kick at 1.3.1 for that classic driving roller feel. If you want extra push, you can add a lighter kick at 1.4.3, but keep it optional. Your snare and bass line will decide whether that's too busy. Now the main snare. Place it on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. That's your DNB backbeat, 2 and 4. Set the main hit velocities consistently for now. Kicks around 110 to 120. Snares around 115 to 125. Don't humanize yet. We want a stable foundation before we start bending the groove. Cool. Now the fun part. Ghost snares. Before you place anything, decide what the ghost notes are doing. This one decision prevents 90% of messy loops. Ghost snares usually have three roles. 1. Pick up notes that lead into the main snare. 2. Answer notes that respond right after the main snare. 3. Connector notes that glue space between kick events. If you mix those roles randomly, the groove starts to feel like clutter. So we'll be intentional. Here is the workflow I recommend. Make a ghost snare layer inside the drum rack. Duplicate your snare chain to a new pad, like moving from D1 to D#1. This new pad is your ghost snare, and we'll tone shape it so it naturally sits behind the main snare. On that ghost snare chain, add EQ 8 and high pass it around 180 to 250 HC with a steep slope. We're removing weight so it doesn't box up the low mids or fight the main snare body. Then add saturator. Pick soft sine or analog clip. Give it about 2 to 5 dB of drive, and pull the dry slash wet somewhere like 30 to 60%. The goal isn't distortion. The goal is harmonics, so the ghost can be felt on small speakers without turning it up. Optional but very effective. Add auto filter and low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. That's the tuck it behind move. Remember, for darker DNB especially, you generally want to darken ghosts, not brighten them. Now let's place a starting blueprint of ghost notes in the MIDI clip. Put a ghost snare at 1.1.4. That's a tiny pickup into the snare on 2. Then add one at 1.2.3, a little response after the snare. Then another pickup at 1.3.4, leading toward the snare on 4. And finally an after hit at 1.4.3, responding after the snare on 4. Now set the velocities. This is where people accidentally ruin it. Start your true ghosts around velocity 12 to 35. If you want a slightly stronger ghost, like an accent, go 35 to 55, but be careful, and keep the main snare where it was, around 115 to 125. Here's a really useful coaching idea. Don't randomize velocities. Shape them like a mini performance. For the pickup into the snare, think quiet to medium, like a little build. For the note after the snare, think medium to quiet, like a decay. This velocity shape makes the groove feel played even if the timing stays pretty tight. Now timing. This is the second half of the magic. Ghosts should not feel quantized perfect. But also, this is DNB, so we're not going for a drunken shuffle. It's micro. Milliseconds. Select your ghost snare notes and nudge them slightly late, like plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds. Late ghosts feel laid back and rolling, like the groove is leaning forward without rushing. Then pick just one ghost note and nudge it slightly early, like minus 3 to minus 7 milliseconds. That creates a little urgency and pull into the backbeat. Ableton tip. Temporarily reduce grid snap, or go to a 1/64 grid and do small drags. The point is subtlety. If you can obviously hear the timing trick, It's too much. Also, pro move, micro timing by function. Pick up slightly early to pull into the snare. After hit slightly late to relax and roll out of it. That one concept alone can make a pattern sound like hands instead of steps. Next, ghost hats. These are the air and motion, but they can also ruin your mix if you overdo them. Start with bass closed hats on the offbeats, 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, 1.4.3. Set those main hat velocities somewhere like 60 to 85 depending on the sample. Now sprinkle in ghost hats, very low velocity, on in between steps like 1.1.2 and 1.1.4, 1.2.2 and 1.2.4, and so on. You don't need them everywhere. Tastefully is the word. Velocities around 8 to 30. Here's the rule. Ghost hats should be felt as motion, not heard as a second hat pattern. For vintage tone on the hat chain, add auto filter and low pass around 9 to 14 kHz with a touch of resonance. Then add drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6, dab to keep the harshness under control, and adjust transients depending on the sample. If it's too sharp and modern, pull transients down a bit. If it's too soft and disappears, push them up slightly. Now we're going to make the ghost speak without getting louder. This is modern control. On the ghost snare chain, add drum bus. Drive around 3 to 8. Set transients negative, like minus 5 to minus 15, to soften the click and keep it behind the main snare. Usually keep boom low or off for ghost snares. Damp to taste, often around 8 to 12 kHz. What we're doing is controlling the perceived presence. The saturation adds harmonics, the transient shaping prevents it from poking out, and the filtering keeps it in the background. That's how you get vintage vibe without losing control. Now glue it all together. Group your drum rack track into a drum bus group. On that group, put a glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You only want 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not smash. After that, add saturator with 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on. Then EQ8. If it's muddy, do a gentle low shelf cut, maybe minus 1 to minus 3 dB at around 200 to 350 Hz. If you need a touch of presence, add about 1 dB in the 3 to 6 kHz range. At this point, your loop should already feel more expensive and more rolling, and you didn't really add volume. You added motion. Now let's talk groove and swing without breaking D&B tightness. Open the groove pool. Try something subtle like MPC 16 swing at 54 to 58. Or if you want real jungle flavor, extract a groove from a breakbeat like Amen or Think and use that. Important, apply groove mainly to the ghost hats and ghost snares, not the main kick and main snare. If your backbeat starts swinging around, your drop loses punch and doesn't translate. A good starting point is timing at 10 to 25%, velocity at 0 to 15%, because you already programmed dynamics, and random at 0 to 5% just for tiny humanization. Now, quick negative space check, because this is one of the fastest ways to level up. Mute the main snare for one bar. Listen, if the groove still implies where the backbeat should be, your ghost notes are doing their job. If everything collapses into confusion, your ghosts don't have clear roles yet. Alright, let's push into arrangement thinking, because a modern roller can't feel like the exact same bar forever. Think in clip variations instead of stuffing everything into one clip with automation. Make your first clip, call it A, as your stable pattern for bars 1 through 8. For bars 9 through 16, create clip B, and add just one extra quiet ghost pickup near the end of the bar, like on 1.4.4, maybe every fourth bar. It's punctuation, not a fill. For bars 17 through 24, create clip C and remove a couple ghost hats. Bass equals impact. For bars 25 through 32, create clip D and introduce a different ghost sample, like a rim or tick, super low, just for new movement. That's an energy map driven by density, not volume. Your loudness stays stable, but the groove evolves. Now a few pro tips for darker or heavier D&B. If you want gritty air without raising volume, put erosion on the ghost snare chain. Noise mode, frequency around 2 to 6 kHz, amount around 0.2 to 1.5. Tiny settings. If you hear fuzz, back it off. Try a parallel old tape return just for ghost elements. Send only ghost snare and hats to a return track with saturator driving 5 to 10 dB, soft clip on, then an auto filter low pass around 7 to 10 kHz, then a glue compressor hitting 3 to 6 dB of reduction. Blend it quietly, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB. That gives you vintage grime behind modern punch. If the main snare starts losing dominance, Sidechain the ghost snare chain from the main snare with a compressor. Ratio 4 to 1. Fast attack. Medium release. Just 1 to 3 dB of ducking. Even cleaner. Instead of volume ducking, use dynamic EQ on the ghost chain so only a narrow band gets pushed down when the main snare hits. Often the conflict is in the 180 to 250 Hz body area or the 2 to 4K Hz crack area. This keeps the main snare front and center while the ghosts remain consistent. Also, tuning matters. Try tuning the ghost snare slightly down a few cents for a layer drummer vibe. Small differences can create depth. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice structure you can repeat anytime. Make a 2-bar clip at 174. Program your main kick and snare. Add 4 ghost snares per bar using that blueprint. Pick up before 2, after 2, pick up before 4, after 4. Add 8 to 12 ghost hats per bar at very low velocity. Then do a timing pass only. Half your ghost snares go late by about 8 ms. A couple hats go early by about 5 ms. Then do a tone and velocity pass only. Don't touch timing. Shape the velocity phrases and adjust filtering so ghosts sit behind. Now create variation B. Remove 2 ghost hats and add 1 extra quiet ghost pickup in bar 2, just before the 2 or just before the 4. Then do an /B test. Mute your ghost chains entirely for a moment. If the loop instantly feels flatter and less rolling, you nailed it. If muting ghosts barely changes anything, they might be too quiet or too dark. If muting ghosts makes the loop suddenly cleaner and more punchy, your ghosts were too loud or too boxy. Before we wrap, a quick list of common mistakes to avoid as you keep working. Don't make ghosts too loud. If they announce themselves, they're not ghosts. Don't stack too many ghost notes in the 200 to 500 Hz range. That's where cardboard lives, and it will kill bass clarity. Don't leave everything perfectly quantized. Machine gun ghosts are real. Don't apply groove to your main kick and snare. Keep the backbone stable, and don't do random velocity with no intention. Velocity should tell a story. Build into the snare. Answer after the snare. Breathe before transitions. Now, homework challenge to lock this in. Make 3 1-bar clips at 174 BPM using the same core kick and snare skeleton, but different ghost intent. Clip A. Tight and modern. Ghosts short. Minimal tail. Mostly on grid. Tiny timing offsets. Clip B. Vintage push and pull. Pick up slightly early, after hits slightly late. Darker filtering. A little more saturation. Clip C. Stealth complexity. This audio version is shortened for playback.